This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. It's almost New Year's Eve, and area law enforcement is already out in force looking for folks who've been partying a little too much. The Holiday Boost and Lose It campaign is underway through January 5th. Highway Patrol and local law enforcement are conducting sobriety checkpoints on both major and secondary roads to cut down on impaired driving. Conway police are asking for the public's help locating 16-year-old Kinche Denise Green. The African-American girl was reported missing this morning from Duckett Street in Conway around 12:40 a.m. Kinche is 5 feet 2, weighs 102 pounds, and has pink and blue braids in her hair. She's wearing a blue or black jacket, jogging pants, and a multicolored bonnet. Contact CPD at 843-248-1790. Someone stole a storage building from a Bolton home on December 20th. The building was valued at $2,000 and was reported missing from a home on Old Lake Road. An unoccupied building was reported damaged by fire on Ronald Lane near Chadburn the same day. On December 21st, someone burned a structure on J.D. Cartwright Road near Chadburn just after 11 p.m. Both the fires are considered suspicious in nature. Someone fired at least one round into a home on Reynolds Road near Tabor City on the night after Christmas. No one was injured, but the home was occupied at the time. Damage was estimated at $500. The shooting is under investigation. We have some good news today. The puppy turned over to Whiteville Police Officer Brianna Blanks has been adopted to a good home almost within minutes of the officer's Facebook post on Saturday. The mixed breed pup was reportedly thrown, that's literally thrown, from the window of a moving vehicle. We have much more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. And yes, the puppy is okay. We could see the coldest weather in a couple years next week, and there's even the possibility, the slightest possibility, of some snow in Columbus County. Check out meteorologist Christopher Crawley's daily weather updates on the CCN website for more. Now, don't go buying up all the milk, bread, and eggs, people. This will likely be a good week to winterize your vehicles. Check your pipes and your water pump. Lake Waccamaw State Park will hold its annual first day hike on Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Meet at the Visitor Center. Enjoy a 1.5-mile guided walk where you can learn more about the Bay Lakes and Lake Waccamaw's unique habitats. The Museum of Science is hosting a free walk along the Lumber River Saturday in Fairbluff. You meet at the boat ramp at 10 a.m. and park at the Visitor Center. The boardwalk is wheelchair accessible. You can find out more about Lumber River, flood control efforts, and the diverse species and wildlife along the river. Now, if the river walk might be too challenging, the museum is also offering a hike for the little ones. You can have a mini hike along the tree trail at the museum in Whiteville. A facility educator will lead the 2:30 p.m. hike where you can find out more about the museum as well as looking for local wildlife, meeting painted life-size animals, playing some games, and getting outside for a while. The museum is located at the intersection of Columbus and Madison Streets in downtown Whiteville. The Leesville Christmas Light Show is going on through January 5th. That's old Christmas. Since 2009, Coy Lee's family has decorated their home at 7020 New Britain Highway with what may be the largest Christmas display in the county. There's 50,000 lights out there, folks. It's incredible. And the Leesville Show is free. The lights are bright from 5 until 11 p.m. daily. Transformation Church and Milk Before Meat Ministries will praise in the new year on December 31st from 10:30 until midnight at Lebanon Church Fellowship Hall, 9237 James B. White Highway South. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.